In the holy name of Jesus, amen. What is truth? This is the question Pilate poses to Jesus tonight. No innocence or sincerity is undergirding his inquiry. Rather, he asks it rather sarcastically and cruelly. The truth is, Pilate doesn't understand truth and has little care for objective truth that is for everyone. Instead, Pilate only cares about his truth and is unwilling to sacrifice it because that would mean his ultimate downfall. He knows that Jesus is objectively innocent. He even goes out to the people and tells them so. But for fear of those people and for fear of the wrath of Caesar, Pilate ultimately chooses the path of least resistance, the path that is expedient for his life and career. So he puts Jesus to death to protect his own interests. In the person of Pilate, we see a snapshot of the culture we live in, the culture that has had deep effects on us, whether we realize it or not. In today's day and age, truth is relative, relative to the individual. You can have your truth, and I can have my truth, but there is no one truth that we all must bow to. Well, unless it's my truth. There can't be a single truth because that means that someone would be wrong, and that's not fair. In fact, not only is it not fair, but it's also dangerous to another's security and happiness, says society. Even if what an individual believes or is doing is actually harmful to them or another, we can't point that out because our truths are just different than theirs. Increasingly, our world looks a lot like this. This is what happens when people refuse to sacrifice their truth for objective truth. Anything goes. Anything can be justified, even a nail in the forehead. Anything can be chosen or rationalized as good for me, no matter how much it hurts me or snags my sweaters or harms my neighbor. I'm sure we could name 1,000 examples that we bump into every day, from participation trophies to those who are considered snowflakes, to those who are labeled radical, whether on the left or the right, to those who deny the truth of life in the womb, to those whose truth deceives their minds and bodies. But what about the truth that you hold on to that actually isn't truth? What about the nail in your head? What is that thing that you continue to believe that just isn't true, the thing that is actually a lie, that you think is preserving you while it's actually harming you and those around you? Has society convinced you and your children that comfort, success, wealth, and power is and will be the truest thing about you? Are you letting the devil convince you that a past sin, a past shame, a past way of life is the defining truth about you or your loved one? Are you holding on to a belief in a false god, or more subtly but more dangerously, a false perception of the one true God? From the life of Pilate, we see what happens if everyone pursues their own truth. According to Eusebius, Pilate was thrown out of power and eventually died by his own hand. If everyone pursues what they think is true, the nail in our heads will sink deeper and eventually kill all of us. And so the one who is known as the way, the truth, and the life, comes into the world and sacrifices himself so that he might bear witness to the truest thing in the world, God and his love for us. Pilate asks, "What is truth?" While truth stood right before him. And tonight, truth stands right before us. Jesus gives us the season of Lent and its fasting, almsgiving, prayer, confession, and anointing as means to divorce from us those falsities that we try so hard to hold on to as truths. On our journey to Calvary, Jesus wants to take the nail out of our heads and place it into his hands. This is going to be painful for us. It would have been very painful for that man to reach over and rip that nail out of that woman's head. It's especially painful because an exposed, open wound is never fun, and there's always fear that that wound will remain festered and infected. But Jesus promises not to leave or forsake us or our wounds. Instead, through his death on the cross, he gives us the healing balm of his love and forgiveness to strengthen us and to remind us who and whose we truly are. He offers this balm again tonight in the Eucharist and in confession and in anointing, if only you'd have it. Are you ready to sacrifice your subjective truth, those falsities you've been holding on to? Are you ready to begin the process of healing? Then come and receive of Christ's body and blood, his soul and divinity. It's all true. And at the end of the day, all of this is for you. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.